The Indonesian military today launched a major assault on the breakaway province of Aceh, bringing an abrupt end to a 5-month ceasefire. It's one of the biggest military operations by Indonesia's army since the invasion of East Timor in 1975, and it began just hours after peace talks between Aceh rebel leaders and the Indonesian government broke down. From Jakarta, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Indonesia's international donors, the U.S., Japan, and the EU, convinced the government to try one more time to salvage a ceasefire agreement signed last December. But those talks, held in Tokyo, collapsed late yesterday when rebels from the Free Aceh movement refused to meet the Indonesian government's two main demands: that the group abandon hopes of independence and lay down its weapons. Within hours, the military offensive began. Two warplanes fired rockets on a rebel stronghold, then swooped low over the provincial capital, Banda Aceh. Hundreds of Indonesian troops, meanwhile, parachuted into the countryside. Indonesia's Minister of Security, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, explained why the government decided to launch the offensive.
Sebagai solusi politik untuk penyelesaian masalah Aceh,
there's been no indication from the rebels that they accept the unity of Indonesia as a basis for a peaceful solution, he said. So the president decided to put Aceh under military emergency status. Some analysts blame the Indonesian government for negotiating in bad faith. Indonesian police arrested 5 representatives from the Aceh rebel group, preventing them from attending peace talks in Tokyo. Aceh is rich in oil and natural gas, as well as the famous Sumatran coffee. But Acehnese complain they see little of the profit. Most of it, they say, is siphoned off to the central government in Jakarta. Acehnese also practice a more devout form of Islam than most other Indonesians. During Friday prayers at the main mosque in the capital, the crowds overflow onto the lawn. People here are nervous. They know that it's the 4 million civilians of Aceh who've borne the brunt of this decades-long conflict. An estimated 12,000 have been killed and more than 100,000 lost their homes. As fighting once again erupted, many Acehnese, like Haji Ghazali, a civil servant, pleaded for international assistance.
If this situation is resolved through dialogue, that would be best for Indonesia in general and for Aceh in particular. But of course, we can't solve this problem ourselves. We need help from the international community.
But that is the last thing the Indonesian government wants. Officials here still regret the decision to allow the UN to hold a referendum in East Timor in 1999, a move that led to that region's independence. If Aceh is allowed to break away, officials here worry, then other provinces might do the same. Most Indonesians say they support the military crackdown in Aceh, and with presidential elections only a year away, some analysts speculate that President Megawati Sukarnoputri may be trying to burnish her nationalist credentials. Megawati is also justifying this military offensive in Aceh by evoking the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Indonesia is even embedding journalists with military units, Pentagon style. Sidney Jones of the International Crisis Group says the Indonesian government has clearly divined its own lessons from Iraq.
And the lesson they're taking home is massive force equals quick victory. So everything that you see heading up to Aceh now is designed to be the Indonesian equivalent of shock and awe. It's tanks, it's troops, it's new weapons. They think they're going to be able to finish this off in between 3 and 6 months. Most people think that's impossible.
Rebels from the Free Aceh movement may number only 5,000, but they are determined, they know the rugged terrain well, and they've shown no signs of backing down from this latest challenge. "We are ready and we will fight," said rebel leader Malek Mahmoud. "We've been fighting for 27 years. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jakarta.